In a very famous comment, Rashi seems to say that Yosef was punished for making an effort on his own behalf to get out of jail, and by saying to the Sar Mashkim that he should remember him and try to help him get out of jail. Rashi says, "Vayishkacheu le'achar mikein, mipnei shetalabo Yosef bitchono lezichro." Therefore, huskak liyot asur od shtei shanim, that because of this, Yosef was punished and had to stay in jail for another 2 years. This understanding of Rashi is very, very difficult because just in the previous parsha, in Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Tet, Rashi famously also talks about Yaakov Avinu and says, as we all know, hitkin atzmo l'shlosha dvarim, l'doron, l'tfilah, u'l'milchama. In addition to turning to Hashem for help through tefillah, Yaakov Avinu also prepares himself for war and also for diplomacy through the gift. And this seems to be brought as a paradigm. It seems to be presented to us as an ideal, not as something negative that Yaakov did. And why should Yosef be criticized for doing essentially the same thing that his father Yaakov did, that Yaakov seems to be praised for, namely to take responsibility for his own situation, aside from davening to Hashem, also taking responsibility and making sure that he did what he was able to do? It was commonly called Hishtadlut. Why is this problematic suddenly for Yosef? And there are, of course, different understandings and perspectives, but on the surface, it seems to be a very strange thing for Rashi to say here. But the truth of the matter is that if we read Rashi carefully, that's not exactly what he says. Rashi doesn't say that he was punished for asking the Sar Mashkim to help him. Rashi doesn't say that he was punished because he made an effort on his own behalf. Rather, Rashi says, "Mipnei shetala bo Yosef bitchono lizachro." What does that mean? So if we look closely at the psukim, we'll see that in Perek Mem, Pasuk Yudalid, Yosef says to the Sar Mashkim, "Ki im zachartani itcha kasher yitav lach, va'asita na imadi chesed bizkartani al paro, votzeitani min habayit hazeh." And I think what Rashi is sensitive to here, and of course Rashi is echoing the words of Chazal to a greater or lesser degree, as usual. Rashi is saying that not that Yosef was wrong for making an effort on his own behalf, but rather on placing the emphasis, placing his trust in the Sar Mashkim, as if the Sar Mashkim was the one who would determine his fate, as opposed to Hashem. When he says, "Votzeitani min habayit hazeh," that you will be responsible for my being removed, for my being freed from this prison, that's the problem. If he had said, "Please do this, and through that Hashem will help me," that's an entirely different story. Rashi is very specific in his words, and Rashi says, "Mipnei shetala bo Yosef bitchono lizachro, vizkartani al paro vositani min habayit hazeh." In other words, meaning that Yosef not only sought help from the Sar Mashkim, which was totally appropriate, it echoed the actions of his father Yaakov Avinu, but he went a step further. He expressed, at least the words could be understood to mean, that Yosef was saying that it's going to be up to the Sar Mashkim to get him out of jail. That's what it depended on. That's what it was taluy on. When in fact, it was taluy on the Ritzon Hashem, of course, Yosef still had responsibility to do what he could on his own behalf, and part of that was making use of this opportunity to get the Sar Mashkim to mention him to Paro. But if that were to happen, if the Sar Mashkim would have remembered him and would have mentioned him to Paro, and Paro had freed him, then the proper response would be not the Vosetani, that the Sar Mashkim freed him, but rather that Hashem freed him from his imprisonment. It might be added that We all know that there's a tremendous literary relationship in the Psukim between the character of Mordechai and of Yosef. And this is another aspect, or perhaps a key aspect, in which there's a relationship between them. Of course, we know that Mordechai tells Esther that on the one hand, he has bitachon, that Hashem is going to help them no matter what, that Rebbe Fatzalai Yamod Layudim Mimakom Acher. But at the same time, Mordechai says that we have a responsibility, and Esther is in a position to act upon this, to do what we can in order to save Bnei Yisrael in this situation, regardless of the fact that we have bitachon, that either way Hashem is going to find a means of saving us, whether it's through Esther or through another intermediary. But nonetheless, despite the fact that there's this perspective of bitachon that in no way mitigates the human responsibility to act as well. And the verse is also true, of course, that the fact that we have a responsibility to act does not mitigate the bitachon that we should have, that it's ultimately up to Hashem to save us or not.